federal fishery biologists expect only 30 million pink salmon, or humpies, will be harvested in southeast Alaska this season. That's short of last season's 34 million and 2013's record catch of 95 million pinks. KTOO's Matt Miller visited a weir near Juneau that has been recording salmon going out and coming back earlier and earlier for the last 35 years.
Last year's pink salmon runs in southeast Alaska weren't horrible, but they weren't great either. It actually made a big difference where the fish returned in the panhandle.
Northern and southeast turned out good, above average, but southern and southeast just tanked.
Joe Orsi, a research fisheries biologist at National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute in Juneau. Orsi earlier predicted that 54 million pinks would be harvested, but only about 34 million fish were caught, and Orsi concedes he was way off.
As you know, we predicted a fairly good pink salmon return to southeast Alaska, and I kind of have to face the music here, and we didn't get that strong return.
It's still unclear whether a persistent warm water anomaly, nicknamed the Blob, or developing El Nino had any impact on those runs. Hawk Creek is just one example of how some streams in northern southeast had better returns than other streams further south. The Hawk Creek Weir and Hatchery is a small, federally operated facility tucked away in the woods in the 1,500 feet between Hawk Lake and Hawk Bay in Juneau. John Joyce, one of Orsi's colleagues, is a research fisheries biologist also at the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute, and he spends a lot of his time at the weir. He says local geography and the relatively low drainage area are big factors in the health of the system.
Flow is very important.
A low snowpack in the Hawk Lake drainage melted early in March and April last year. That was followed by a very dry May and then a heavy rain by July.
So all that affects not only the flow in the creek, but also the temperature. And temperature and flow are really important factors for fish that migrate, juveniles and adults.
Joyce uses words like phenomenal and incredible to describe over 24,000 big pinks that returned to Hawk Creek last summer. That's over a 51% marine survival rate for the 47,000 juvenile salmon that passed out of Hawk Creek and into the ocean the previous year. Normal survival rates for returning salmon range from a tenth of 1% to just 10%, not 51%. The Hawk Creek facility is unique because biologists have data on stream flow and water temperatures that correspond with 35 years of continuously counting salmon. And Joyce says they noticed silver returns have been compressed into a largely two-week period, while pink runs have trended 2 weeks earlier over the last three decades. Joyce says their research into migratory behavior and ocean survival has implications for resource management.
If you have salmon that used to run over a month and you could access them and now they're running over 2 weeks, it affects your ability to harvest, it affects predators' ability to kill, you know, so it does have impacts in terms of ecological impacts in terms of the systems too.
Joyce says they're collaborating with the University of Alaska Southeast, which is using their 35-year data sets in their research to determine how climate change is influencing migratory behavior, marine survival, and productivity. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.